And welcome, everyone. Good morning. This is Dr. Leslie with Living Spirit Radio, the Dr. Leslie Show. We are your bridge to wholeness in body, mind, and spirit. Welcome, everyone. We are going into some new conversations today, and I want to tell you I'm really excited about it because, to be honest, this is stepping into my personal soul calling. And do you know that when we step into our own truest calling, that is when we get not only the best results in life all the way around, but the greatest fulfillment, happiness, and joy in life is when we step into our calling. Which brings me to the beginnings of the conversation that's happening today with a guest who I actually met with in New Zealand, Catherine Newton, who's the activation coach of Catherine Newton International, is going to be sharing with us tools that she is an expert in and has worked with many, many people and corporations, people of all different walks of life, to access their highest potential for a fulfilled life and how to move into the zone or the God frequency where we're best able to manifest what we really want to create in our lives. And that's what the show is going to be moving into, folks, for a number of shows. And, you know, I haven't gotten full clarity on how many yet. This is, as you know, a guided process. And the Holy Spirit is just giving me what's next as it comes. And by the way, even in the shower this morning, I got a word that I'll be sharing with you a little bit later. But I want to live my highest calling and lead by example. And as you do the same thing, we are going to be making a difference on the whole planet as we stand in our truth and stand in our direct connection to our divine source and follow the promptings and the guidance and that still, quiet inner voice that tells us what the next right thing is to do in life. As we trust that and take that step, not even knowing what the next step is, that's when magic and miracles show up. And that's what this show is going to be focusing now. We're going through a series of Believe It, Become It, and really the tools and the miracles that actually have got a method. So the method of miracles in our own lives of how to co-create the life of your dreams, or as Judy Satori speaks and brings through the message, a new life on a new earth. So we've got supportive energy going on here, folks, on the planet that we've never had before. And the tools that we're able to use now are so much more effective than they ever have been. So we're going to be talking about this. Today is the Foundations 1 class, okay, about Believe It, Become It, and manifesting the life of your dreams. Now, first let me say that one of the foundational tools that we need to have to be able to create the life of our dreams is clarity. Okay, you can't create something when you don't have an idea of what it is you want to create. Okay, so I've heard Anthony Robbins speak once about being like the magnifying glass focused on some dry straw that the sunlight is shining through. If you hold that magnifying glass still and have it focus that beam of light, it will spark into flame. Okay, so that fire, wave of fire will start from that first spark, but the spark only comes when we're focused, okay? And focus comes when we have clarity of an intention. So we're going to begin with that foundational step of creating your new life on a new earth today. And our first supportive person to help us with that is going to be Catherine Newton. Catherine is going to be helping us to move into the zone or the God frequency and just talking about, you know, some of her experiential learnings about how to really get the success from getting clarity and getting our mind in the right alignment to hold that focus and the right frequency for our mind and our thoughts not to fight that which we intend. Ultimately, the Bible says that we've been created in the image of God. And of course, that which we call God is the directive, creative force that created all that is. And being in that image, we too, I truly believe our highest calling as soul at this point in time is to step into our role as creators, to where we too can hold through the heart a pure intention that's aligned with all goodness and the divine plan, and hold our focus and the focus of the mind and the frequency of our own vibration to where we are in what we call the God frequency, that we are like that which we call God, the creators of reality, that we are standing in a place and calling into being that which becomes. Now, this is a powerful, powerful role, folks, for us to be stepping into. And I just want to tell you that we're committed to that here on Living Spirit Radio with the Dr. Leslie Show. We're going to be going through a whole course of how to do this, okay? And working with those little glitches and challenges that come up that stop us from bringing through our highest, fullest purpose in life and our intention. We're going to be, let's put on our scientific robes, okay? Let's put on our little, lab coats, okay? We're the scientists. Let's look at and observe what's going on and tweak it until we get it right, okay? And we're going to be moving into higher and higher purity and accuracy and rightness of right divine co-creation in our own lives. Now, listeners, just stay tuned. In just a moment, we're going to bring in Catherine Newton. This will be from the recorded interview with her recently in New Zealand when we were at the First Light Symposium. Catherine was a part of that amazing, amazing process. And if you haven't heard it yet, check in on Judy Satori or on the Bridge Holistic Healing website and listen to the First Light Symposium interview. Powerful, powerful words. I really want you to join with that. And now, join me with Catherine Newton. And welcome back to the Dr. Leslie Show, Holistic Living and Wave of Fire at WGIV 103.3 FM and 1370 AM. TuneIn.com if you're listening to streaming radio. Now, listeners, today I'm very excited to let you know we've got a very special guest from Auckland, New Zealand, Catherine Newton of Catherine Newton International Coaching and Training. Now, Catherine, it's such a thrill to have you today.
It's a pleasure to be here. Thank you so much.
Now, Catherine, we were talking before the show about the structure of the show, and it sounds like you've got some great gifts to share with us around holistic living. So, folks, Catherine is working with people about increasing productivity and happiness through their daily work life. Is that right, Catherine?
That's pretty much spot on. It's really how it operates. It's interesting to see the way that people really connect into their genius, into what they love, into showing up in a more fulfilling and like you say, a more holistic way, so that their body and their mind are completely connected, so that they can get more done, so they can make more money doing what they love, so they can be an inspiration, and so they can be a walking, living, breathing example to not only themselves but to the people around them, so that other people naturally want to be drawn to them as magnets. Because have you ever noticed that when you are in your flow, just how much more easily everything comes to you?
Oh, absolutely. You know, and I'm so glad you used that word flow, Catherine. We talked about flow quite a few times here on the show, being in the flow, kind of like the God frequency, you know, to where we're kind of walking in the zone. Is that what you would say?
Completely. And of course, what often happens, I see problematic time and time again is that when people are in resistance or when they are in fear within their body, they are in a place of what I would call contraction. And when we are in contraction, we cannot manifest or create or bring into our lives that which we desire. We literally become like this block that stops us, and we end up with this structure around us that literally stops us from leaping forward. And it's the very thing that keeps us in non-productive action. And then when we're in non-productive action, we're not getting things done, we're feeling dissatisfied, we're not making progress. And can you see how that all relates into an ick? I would call that an ickiness that stems from the body and goes through into our everyday life and stops us from getting things done.
Absolutely. Now, this is really interesting, because what sparks to my mind, Catherine, as you're talking about that, is my own professional background as a holistic chiropractor. We would notice that when the nervous system was holding that consciousness you're describing, we call it the defense response, and then the physical body actually goes into defense posture. Listeners, you might notice when you're really stressed that your shoulders get higher. You know, they start kind of creeping up towards your ears. And so this is amazing, because it sounds like what you're saying is that when the body mind is in defense posture, we're actually putting up walls that block manifesting our best reality. We're actually blocking ourselves from getting what we want and achieving what would be our greatest blessing and joy to achieve.
We are actually self-sabotaging, and you've spot on with how you've just described it, because you're right, the body does show up in certain ways. And how can we be in our best moment or in our best selves when we are feeling that tightness, that constriction? Because what we really want to be doing is we want to be in a place of expansion. We want to be in a place of openness. But the question that I often get asked with my coaching and my training and my speaking is that, well, how do we get out of that place? And of course, when we have the problem of not being able to see the way out of our fear, the thing that's keeping us in that place of contraction, then what happens is we end up going around and around in circles, and it affects every area of our lives. It not only affects the workplace, but it also affects relationships. It affects your health and how you actually feel about yourself. And it affects your ability to be truly happy.
Wow. So, you know, that sounds like a big task, Catherine. Like, you know, I mean, all these different areas of life being affected by this contracted defense posturing of mind and body. And it sounds like that really comes from, at its deepest core, fear or a sense of survival?
That's right, because when we are in that place of fear and we are trying to survive, we're just trying to make do, we're just trying to, you know, lift our head off our pillow and you know, take that next step. And you may have heard of the term the dark night of the soul.
I don't even want to go with that route right now. Yeah, been there. We won't talk about it today.
Well, the reason I brought it up just briefly is just to say that it is it's all encompassing. It's almost like a period of what we might call spiritual madness that we go through internally when the body is not completely in sync with the mind. And where it stems from, of course, is that we are dealing with our conscious mind and our subconscious mind. And at any one time, if we're putting thoughts and beliefs and decisions into our conscious mind, and we're making those decisions from that place where you know, these are the things that we've been told. Like, for example, at school, right? When we go through our schooling system, we learn, let's say, a language. Let's say that I'll use an example of my own. I learnt French at school. So I studied French at high school.
Oh gosh, I did terrible in French. I don't even want to think back on it.
Well, this is precisely the example I want to share with you, because I only learnt it for the exam. And when I went to France, do you think I could access it?
Not without that teacher standing there frowning down. Have you finished your exam yet?
That's right. That's right. And see, what had happened is that I'd locked it into my conscious mind, but it hadn't gone into my subconscious mind. And this is what often happens, is that when we try to put principles into our conscious mind only, and it doesn't get into our subconscious mind because of the blocks, because of the barriers. So there was obviously something for me that wasn't allowing me to fully embrace the learning of the language because of of something that I decided that I was only going to learn this for at this particular time. I'd also made a conscious decision that I wasn't going to need the language moving forward. Well, how little did I know when I actually ended up going in there and visiting 5 years later and wishing.
Now, see how we sit there and sometimes have no idea how important what we're up to right now is in our life? Yeah, and this means respect what's going on right now, doesn't it?
It really does mean respect right now what's going on, and allowing yourself to actually just when you embrace anything in life, whether you are embracing a new language, whether you're embracing a new career that you're adapting, a new way of being, it's about asking yourself in the moment, how can I fully integrate this into my being so that I show up in this fully? Because when we show up in life more fully, we are more complete, and we feel that sense of succeeding in a way that fulfills us on so many different levels. And I know that for the listeners out there today, they're you're out there and you're doing the best that you can, but there's a part of you that's not achieving your greatest success, and you know that there is something that's missing. And what I find is that when we try to instill our change from our habits and our behaviours, that's often where we slip up, because we're told that a habit, right? So let's just say that in the workplace that you're trying to create a new habit, you want to keep your desk tidy, okay? So we all operate with paperwork around us, and we're at our desks, and we want to try and keep our desk tidy. So you want to keep your desk tidy, and so you make a pact with yourself that, right, every day what I'm going to do is I'm going to make sure that before 5 o'clock comes, I'm going to clear my space, and I'm going to be completely, my paper flow is going to be at ease, and so it means that when I show up at work the next day, I'm going to feel completely like I'm on the right track and I know where I'm going. Well, guess what? Distractions happen. Things pop up. We get invited to go out before the end of the day. A client comes in last minute. And then we feel bad about ourselves.
And messy desk happens. Is that right?
Messy desk syndrome, right? Which then leads into clutter of the mind, because then we can't find things, and then we end up wasting our time and wasting our space.
Is this symbolic of life overall? Like, we can get the messy desk throughout every area of life just because we got distracted and didn't put in place what we were planning to?
Yes, exactly. And of course, then the way we start thinking about ourselves, because the thinking is the crucial part. How we think about ourselves is how we're going to show up more fully wherever we are in our lives.
Oh, awesome. So, which brings us back, listeners, to, as we know, the stinking thinking syndrome. And Catherine's going to bring us, just after the break, into some new understandings of technology to overcome stinking thinking. So we're going to add this to our gifts of moving into mastery of mind and thought. Catherine, thank you so much. This is WGIV 103.3 FM, 1370 AM, The Dr. Leslie Show. We'll see you after the break. Listeners, this is our sponsorship break, and so I'm standing here to remind you that our sponsorship is coming from you. I declare today that I've been called by God, that which we call God, our infinite source, and called by you to bring whatever energy and information you need at the moment to support you, my audience, on your journey. I want this to be the People's Radio Show, and I am just the facilitator. So your donation of even $5, if each listener would contribute, will be enough to keep this show on the air. Now, for those who were tuned in last week, you know that I made this announcement last week and said, you're not going to hear another commercial on this show unless it is from one of our listeners directly who felt a rightness to promote and let our community know about whatever services or products they want to offer, or even have a message to bring through that they would like to put on the show as a part of the show's support. Now, since last week, and I want to say that our first donations came in during the show last week, and the first two donations to the show were coming from Ireland. Now, let's just remind ourselves that this is a global community. We are now being joined together. We are 65 countries wide right now and 49 states. Can I just say that the one state holding out in the United States is Idaho? But every other of the 50 states in the U.S. is connecting. Idaho, come on there. We're waiting for you, brothers and sisters. Come on and join us. But out of the 65 countries that are joining together now, I am standing in faith because I was guided by Spirit to allow the show to be supported by its own people. And we're not going to be bringing advertisements onto this show except for from our own listeners. And what I'm asking you for now is your, if you feel led within yourself by the Holy Spirit, then you can go onto the website bridgeholistichealing.com and make your contribution to keep this show on the air. Since last week, we got $116 worth of donations. My commitment to you is that we're going to be completely transparent. I will soon be posting what the financial costs of this show are, which start at a baseline of $1,200 per month, and also what we're bringing in donations to keep the show on the air. So, listeners, I stand an example of a walk of faith, and that's what this show is. It's been brought forward spontaneously and by the divine, totally unexpected, and it will be supported outside the box. It's going to be supported by the new energy, not the old energy. So we're not going to be going out knocking on doors and getting people outside of this community to pay for advertising to take up our time. This is all going to be a community-supported effort. And through that energy, we are also bridging ourselves to one another. We're joining hands around this planet because I personally have been shown what my role is. And if I could change my name, and I'm not led to at the moment, but my new name would be Bridget, Dr. Bridget, because I'm all about bridging it, and I am a bridge. This show is a bridge between cultures, a bridge between darkness and light, which is a bridge between ignorance and revelation. You know, not knowing to knowing, a bridge from lower to higher frequencies, a bridge between earth and heaven, a bridge between cultures, a bridge between races, a bridge between belief systems, a bridge between human beings all over the planet. And I'm joined by my dear friend Judy Satori in this outreach, and I will declare that Judy is a bridge between humanity and non-human support friends as well, between spirit and earth. And we are all called now to be a bridge between spirit and matter. And I'm believing for the material support of this show through our own community. If every person that listened to this show donated even $5, it would be enough to keep us on the air. So listen to your heart, and if you are called, go ahead and join us in support. BridgeHolisticHealing.com is where you can put forward a donation. Thank you so much for those who already have. We're going to have a guest on by phone next week who is one of our contributors, one of our founding contributors. We're standing at $116. We're believing for $1,200 for the month. Thank you so much. And we stand in love and faith. Blessings to you, and we'll be returning to the show. welcome back. This is Foundations One Show, actually highlighting the Believe It, Become It message, which is about manifesting the life of your dreams. Listeners, I want you to know that next week is going to be a life-changing show, okay? There's something, there's a surprise coming, and I want to let you know about it because it's very, very impactful, and there may be others that you would like to invite to listen to this show for this particular story. It's very unusual, and I want to let you know in advance about it. Next week, my husband, whose name is Ken, is going to join us on the show, and we are going to share with you as part of the Manifesting the Life of Your Dreams, the New Life on a New Earth conversation, we're going to share with you the specifics of how we manifested, each of us individually, the relationship that we have. I actually did something very specific that I'm going to share with you the tools of. I created what I call a heavenly order or a cosmic order. And 5 days after doing that, this was an order for a new love relationship that I asked Source for. I put it up to the heavens, and it had to do with the specific qualities I wanted in a relationship. And 5 days later, I met my husband on the beach the last day before I was leaving where I was. I was visiting the United States, and this is when I was living in New Zealand. And from there, we have the most incredibly fulfilling, loving, supportive, and spirit-led relationship that I've ever experienced. But there's something about it that's much more unusual than that. And it has to do with my husband's personal story. That man who walked up to me on the beach had just come out of prison. And my husband has an incredible life-changing story to share with you all. And again, if you have friends that you think may be blessed by hearing his story, my husband was in prison for 26 years. And in the 2.5 years since we met, he had just gotten out when I met him, and he was riding a bike. He didn't have a driver's license yet, and he was wearing clothes that were donated to him by the local church. And my husband and I, since that time, have joined together and manifested the most incredible, incredible life. In fact, I will tell you that last night we just got our new car, which is a second car. It's a beautiful Infiniti, and I realized the significance that that car is an Infiniti. I didn't even realize it until I was driving home in it last night. I talked to Nami of Nami with the Angels, and she said, "Leslie, do you get that you're driving an Infiniti?" You know, not a Lexus, not an Acura. You know, the Infiniti symbol is one of the many symbols of that which we call God. And isn't it perfect that that's what it would be? But not only that, my husband got an incredible job that we manifested within 3 months, making a 6-digit income after 26 years in prison. And he was voted last year Employee of the Year at his large company. Okay, he's been given 2 promotions since that time. 7 weeks ago, we moved into our new, incredibly beautiful house. So there's some really specific, true life stories that we want to share with you. Next week, my husband will be on. You'll get to meet him and share with you his story of the life changes that took place for him in his 26 years in prison. And he was in prison since he was a teenager, and prison was his awakening ashram. And let me just tell you that if you think your life is in the down and out, and you're feeling difficulty finding hope for creating an incredible vision for your life and manifesting it, you need to hear my husband's story. Because he truly went from nothing to greatness. I mean, really. And that began with his journey within, of the awakening within him and his awakening to the Holy Spirit moving in his life and his heart coming alive during his years in prison and him learning how to focus his mind and align himself for being the creator of his life. So he's amazing things have been manifested in that time since he came out of prison, but even prior to that within himself. And that's the story you're going to hear next week. So make sure you tune in and tell your friends that you think may be blessed by hearing the story of an ex-convict coming out of prison after 26 years and creating incredible magic and miracles in the guidance of the divine in a short period of time. Let us share that with you next week. And for now, we're going to come back in to hear more from incredible coach Catherine Newton of Catherine Newton International. And welcome back. It's the Dr. Leslie Show, your bridge to wholeness in body, mind, and spirit. WGIV 103.3 FM and 1370 AM. Now back to Catherine Newton International, coach and trainer. Catherine's going to be sharing with us more about daily tools for overcoming stinking thinking. Catherine, this is a challenge for most of us, and we really want to hear your expertise on how to master it.
Well, let me share with you a statistic about how much of a challenge this is for most folk. The challenge is that we have up to 80,000 thoughts a day.
Oh my gosh, whoever counted that? Now, how can they count those thoughts?
Who knows? I'm going to go with the facts. And the facts say that they've done some research and they've shown us that we have up to 80,000 thoughts a day. And of those 80,000 thoughts, what's scary is that for the average person, 80% of those thoughts are negative. They are the stinking thinking that you talk about.
Stop it. Does that mean we're all walking depressed even when we're laughing?
Well, can you see why people are not manifesting? Can you see why people are not attracting to them what they want? Can you see why that stinking thinking is such an issue for people that they need to reach out of and they need to find out what do they need to do to stop the stinking thinking?
Catherine, this sounds overwhelming, though. I mean, if our minds are so dominated naturally with negative thoughts, how in the world are we ever going to be able to really change that?
Imagine, though, if you had the tools. Imagine if you actually did understand what it took to actually move past the stinking thinking so that you can, you know, show up, so you can feel good about yourself, so that you can be getting what you want in your life. How would that be?
Well, sounds magic. Sounds like walking in the zone all the time. But how many people can do that?
I believe that we can all do it. But I think that to be able to do that, we need to be conscious. We need to have a deeper understanding of what it takes to change our thinking. And we need to be willing to do whatever it takes. Let me give you an example of a tennis player. Let's take a world famous tennis player. I'm not much of a tennis player myself, but I'm sure all those of you out there can think of Andre Agassi. Let's take him for example. I recently saw a documentary about him, and you know,
I got to make sure my dad's listening to the show. He's a big tennis buff.
Fantastic. Well, he'll be able to relate then, because how did he become successful? He became successful because at a very young age, he practiced and he practiced and he practiced. And he also got a coach to help him practice even more. But the crucial thing was is that he was dedicated. He would do whatever it took, and his coach would make sure he did whatever it took to get himself to the point where he was a complete success when it came to playing tennis.
Okay, so wait, is this where you and Catherine International fits in? Are you the tennis coach that helps keep people on track?
That's pretty much how I would sum it up. My expertise is I help people think into better results. And I want to give you an example so that your listeners can actually have a tool that they can take away with them now, because, you know, we all want to be the best, you know, to use the analogy of the tennis player. We want to reach that success. So the first thing we've got to be aware of is the fact, acknowledge and be aware that there are those thoughts that are going around all of the time. Now, it's not enough just to tell yourself, oh, stop it, for crying out loud. You know, why should I be thinking like that? That's ridiculous. You know, if you wanted to perhaps bring in more income, more abundance into your life, and you're telling yourself that, you know, I want to bring in $10,000, and then your stinking thinking gets in and goes, well, Yeah, really? When was the last time you made $10,000 in a month? Are you kidding? You silly fool. What do you even think that you're thinking? Can you, you know, hear the doubts that go around in your head?
Absolutely. It's like, you know, it's like an argument that's going on. I am successful. I am successful. No, you're not. You're a blooming failure. You always have been. I can do this. No, you can't. I can do this. No, you can't.
So instead of the thought that you can't do it, how about acknowledging that actually it's that very thought of the why I can't that's stopping you? You see, when we get into why I can't achieve financial success, why I can't make $10,000 a month, you come up with all of these really bad reasons why you can't. Well, you know, I'm not good enough. I don't know where to go to ask for the money. I don't have the expertise to bring in that kind of money. That seems like it would be too hard. Oh, people that make that money each month are evil. Whatever those thoughts are, those wicked thoughts that go through your mind.
Can we just go aside for a second about that? Those people that make all that money are evil. You know, Catherine, I know that I've experienced this before. I've seen people around me and had friends who've experienced a consciousness that feels like we've got to choose between our spiritual path and our really committed walk with God and a material life. You know, it's kind of like I can either be a good girl, you know, and walk the path, my divine path, or I can be successful in the world, but not both. And I know that for some of us, it's a pretty big barrier to cross that and get that we can be blessed in this world, living our divine calling and honoring all that is, our Creator, God, at the same time. Do you deal with that sometimes with your own clients?
You can imagine that wealth and abundance and financial prosperity comes up all of the time, especially when I mention to people that Napoleon Hill talks about that abundance is your birthright. And they look at me as if I'm crazy or mad or I've taken something, you know, because they're in that stinking thinking and those thoughts are bringing up feelings for them of inadequacy. And from that place, how can you be creating wealth? How can you be bringing in the abundance when actually all of your thinking is literally pushing it away? And when you are in doubt, when you are in uncertainty, when you are in fear around money, and you're in that place of questioning yourself on the downward spiral, you're not actually able to take the action, the inspired action that's going to bring about the opportunities to make the money, because you're too busy going around and around in circles and not coming from that place of that expansion we talked about before. Right.
Okay, so expansion in the mind equals expansion in the bank account. Is that right?
You've hit the nail on the head. So you think the right thoughts, you feel the right emotions, right? Because when we act from that place of inspiration, then we talked about the flow before, right? Then you're able to take the inspired action, the positive action towards the next step that you need to do to make the money, and then you get the results. And then those results feed a more positive mindset. So you get the results, you get to the end of your month and you've made your $10,000. How do you think that's going to make you feel?
Oh my goodness, on top of the moon, actually. Or maybe like going shopping.
I should think so. You see, so financial prosperity helps the world go round, doesn't it? But see, then you get the evidence that we as human beings need. We need to have evidence that things are working. And the way people get frustrated is that when they don't get the evidence and they feel like it's too hard. So what they do is after the first mistake or the first setback or the first failure, they give up. Well, it's in the pushing forward that you will find your greatest success, because often what happens is that out of those misfortunes or those unfortunate incidences, that's when you find that you really are a capable being and you really can do something amazing. Let's take, for example, Colonel Sanders. You have KFC, Kentucky Fried Chicken.
Are you kidding me? Kentucky is right here in the southeast, sister.
Right, well, I've used the right example then. My understanding is that he was rejected over 1,000 times. Rejected over 1,000 times. Now, what do you think that would have done to his stinking thinking? He didn't have a choice. He was something like 67 years old when he started on this journey of trying to sell his recipe.
Oh, this is amazing. Is that why the, you know, the picture of Colonel Sanders is with the white beard? And was that the actual man?
That's the actual man. Now, where would you guys be in Kentucky without KFC?
Where would we be all over the world? But certainly in the southeast of the United States, KFC is like just part of our heritage for sure. So, in other words, a man that brought about such an incredible legacy, really, when it comes to fast foods, dare I say. But, you know, when it comes to, you know, a successful business, you mean he actually had to take on failure 1,000 times, 1,000 no's? How in the world did he inspire himself to keep on going? I would have given up a long time ago and said, stop wasting my time. This isn't meant to happen.
My only guess is that he truly believed that he had a winning recipe and he truly believed in himself. And I know that when Napoleon Hill was writing Think and Grow Rich, that was one of the things that drove him forward. You see, he was given some guidance by Andrew Carnegie, who was one of the world's wealthiest men when he was in America. And he was in the steel industry and he met Napoleon Hill and he gave him the task and he said to him, I'm going to invite you to interview many of the world's most successful people and I want you to put together this book. But in order to do that, I need you to make a promise to me. And so Napoleon Hill thought about it for a moment. He says, well, what would it take? And he said, what I need you to do is I need you to look in the mirror every single day and I want you to recite an affirmation. And the affirmation that he gave him was one that propelled him through into his greater success. And simply what he did was he allowed him to have the words to be able to believe in himself, to believe that anything was possible, to believe that he could do it, to believe that abundance was his birthright. So can you imagine every day, morning and night, he would look himself in the mirror and he would say to himself, I can do this. I can achieve my abundance. I am here for a greater purpose, and I know I can do this. Now, at first, of course, that would have been difficult, right, for most people to do that.
Well, I think I might be able to say the words at first, but not really believe them or feel them in my heart. So he was just looking at himself in the mirror every day and saying, I can do this. Now, when we do that and we're looking in the mirror, does that have something to do with the subconscious mind? Is there some key to looking in the mirror when we do this? I've never heard of it before.
The key is that you've got to push through. Leslie, you've got to push through so that it goes from being illogical to logical. You see, when we start doing anything, when we start riding a bicycle, for example, we're pretty bad at it, right?
Yes, absolutely.
So we're pretty bad at it. But do we give up? No, we don't give up. It's like a child when they're learning to walk. They fall over it time and time again. The key is that when you understand that this is just one of the tips that I would consider that works incrementally into helping you to change your mindset and to change your success ratio, it's worth doing. And when you have the evidence of, you know, the other people that have done it, sometimes that's enough for us to be able to push through. So by doing it on a daily basis, what that incurs is repetition. You see, it's the repetition of the negative stinking thinking that's keeping those people stuck, frustrated, not achieving what they want. But it is the flow of positive thoughts and positive energy that happens when you are in that mental positive speak of saying to yourself, I can do this. What happens is that as the days go by, you start to get evidence that you can.
Okay, so in other words, what we don't believe at first, if we keep telling ourselves and looking at ourselves in the eye in the mirror over and over and over through repetition, we actually start believing what we're saying when initially we didn't believe it at all.
That's exactly how it works, because what happens is the mind starts to look for examples that you are correct. Now, if that's one of the ways, another way that I encourage people to get into that positive mindset is to merely be in gratitude. Now, when you're in a dark, funked out place, saying to you to get into a place of gratitude is the furthest thing for your mind. So please, if you're listening out there and you're feeling like you're stuck and frustrated and you can't make enough money this month, or you don't see a way that you can, or your relationship is falling apart around you, I invite you just to be in a space of appreciation right here, right now. Look around you. Look around you and see what you already have. Open your eyes and see that you are a child of God. You are here to play a bigger part in the universe. And if you could just raise your vibration, one vibration at a time, and allow yourself to see that you have a chair to sit on. You have four walls around you that are keeping you warm. You have food in the cupboard. You have a bed in which to sleep in. You have two children that are off at school today, and you know that they have got lunch that day. Whatever it takes for you, even if you have to come right back down to the pen that you're holding in your hand, and feel gratitude for the fact that you've got something to write with, that you've got two ears to listen to this interview with, and start from the place that you are at. Don't try to force things and see things that are not there if that doesn't work for you. And that's why I give you this tool as well, because for some people the mirror work is something that is difficult for them to grasp at first. So come to the gratitude and you go for a walk, step outside of the house and look around you. Look at the abundance that the universe provides us with on a daily basis. Look at the amount of grass that there is around you. Look at the amount of cars that are on the road. I remember one day I went out shopping and I thought, I'll do this practice of gratitude. No, it didn't take any money with me at all. And what my practice was, I was going to maintain a high level, a high frequency of abundance. And so all I did as I was walking around was that I literally was saying to myself, gosh, look at those beautiful clothes in that store. There are so many clothes. That's fantastic. And then I was looking at the people that were walking past. Gosh, there's so many people with money in their wallets right now, reminding me that the money's there. There are so many cars that are out on the road, and look at some of these cars. They're amazing. Wow, look at the abundance that's there.
This is amazing. And Catherine, it brings to mind the scripture that says, in everything give thanks, for this is the will of God. You know, we've talked about the emotional scale and stepping up one step at a time, and this sounds like amazing tools to help us take that one step and then the next and the next. I heard it once said to wake up in the morning and go, thank you for the pillow under my head. Thank you for the walls around me. Thank you for the shelter that I'm in. This is such beautiful tools that you're bringing. Thank you for bringing such light to us today. Listeners, we're going to take another quick break. We'll be back in just a few minutes with more gifts from Catherine Newton International Coaching and Training. And to access Catherine Newton, the activation coach of Catherine Newton International, you can go to CatherineNewton.com. She is a global facilitator and is reaching many people around the world who want and need and resonate with her support in bringing them into the zone for the God frequency where we can co-create and manifest our true heart's desires. Listeners, there are many of us that have been really walking a committed spiritual path who have struggled in the material. And again, I am really standing as the bridge between those who are walking in spirit in poverty materially to those who are walking in spirit in wealth and blessings. You know, God said, I saved the best wine for last. And line upon line, precept upon precept, here a little and there a little, until the whole work is done. We're on a journey, folks, of moving forward into greater and greater living of heaven on earth. And our calling now is really to be aligning our body, our mind, and spirit with the divine and becoming the creators of our own world. So at this point, I just want to remind you that in this era of community consciousness, this show is an extension of the essence of love and unity. It's an example of generosity from the listeners who receive its gifts, and also the miracles of a faith-led walk. And that those who receive blessings and benefits from this show, who are called by Spirit to give towards this show, this is a tithe. This is your tithe towards this work of God that's received with much gratitude, and my faith and trust to carry forward with this work increases with every cent. Again, thank all of you who have contributed so far to this ministry, the Dr. Leslie Show on Living Spirit Radio. And we now are going to take you to Judy Satori's Energy Activation. Again, this is foundational for manifesting the life of your dreams, because this is actually clearing the Hara line, and Judy will explain. This is to help you align with your clarity and intention of your purpose. Let's join Judy now.
This is a Hara line alignment. The Hara line is what helps us to be on track with our purpose and achieve our highest potential. The Hara line has 3 points, called the individuation point, the soul seat, and the dantian. And you can read more about the Hara line in Barbara Brennan's book, Light Emerging. Barbara Ann Brennan, her book, Light Emerging. I've worked with the Hara line for many years, and this alignment is to bring this line of balance or line of energy back into its innate perfection, and to help you get on track with what you're here to do. So you just stand with your legs straight, about 18 inches apart, and your knees slightly bent. Place your left hand pointing down to the floor, and your right hand in front of your face pointing up to the ceiling. And just relax and be like a sponge. Going to work first with a point called the individuation point. It's above the top of the head, and it's to do with aligning you with the incoming energy of God mind, or the incoming energy from higher dimensions. In most of you, your individuation point will be fine. There will be probably no change, and it will be perfectly aligned. Just relax. Mo kosha la kise ta kustin madia. A kise la kise ta kustos ko la pokosh la sidia. A kise ta kustos ko la pokosh sidia. Akalia. Akalia se kosh ta kase pokola bet kustin ze kala bet kala bet sidati. Akasi si 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 si. Akasi si 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 si. Akasi si 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 si. Akoki la kise ta kosh la kala bet kosa pokosa didia. Akisiti, akasiti, 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 akasiti. Take a deep breath. And now we work with the soul seat at the top of the chest. It's just below the clavicles, but just leave your hands in the position that you've got them in. We're clearing old grief, sadness from the seat of the soul. Mia kokale kise la kujala sa moshte animala. Ele le dogana bedo shta animala sa moko zati. Mala kaza do shta dogana bloko. Maza hula sa dogana kujti. Mala kaza do kujala dogana bedo dogana bedo dogana bedo sol no mala sushi. Agya na 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 Alle die Geschichten, alle Bettgen, alle Bettstiess, alle Bettgestelle, alle die die. And the lower point on the Hara line is called the dantian, spelt T-A-N-T-I-E-N. It's just below the navel. So if you put your fingertips of your hands on a point about an inch below your navel, if people can't connect to their life purpose or what they're here to do, or often have no idea whatsoever, it can often be to do with distortion in this dantian point. Sometimes the energy is pushed forward, which means that a person will be always running ahead of themselves, unable to ground their good ideas. Sometimes the energy might be held back be displaced backwards, and this will be a person who always procrastinates and can't get things done. And also, if a person has been through much trauma in their past life, this point will be often so distorted that they can't ground the energy and stand in their purpose. So this is a person that will probably be quite ungrounded. Just relax and just let the energy come back into its innate perfection. And just relax. Now just put your hands back in the position they were in at the start, where you've got your fingertips of your left hand pointing down, with your palm of your left hand pointing to the left, and the fingertips of the right hand pointing up, with your right hand in front of your face, and the palms of your hand face also facing left. Just be like a sponge. And we are aligning this, all three points on this hara line now, and grounding you into your purpose. And take a deep breath. And relax. And I'm told this is a permanent shift. It doesn't need to be repeated. But if at any time you feel out of balance, and often this can happen when you're going through change in your life, then you can do this energy, work with this energy transmission, and it will help you come back into strength and groundedness.